Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. A special welcome to those of you who are gathered with us via the radio this morning as well. Today is a gift from God, and we are so grateful for this opportunity to worship together. May we prepare for worship.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. In the Lord's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord.
More than those who watch in the morning.
Hope in the Lord.
For with the Lord there is steadfast love. With the Lord there is blessed redemption.
And together
the Lord will lead you.
Thank you.
continue to be in prayer together. O our Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious blood has redeemed us, save us and help us. Teach us your self-control that we might live by the Spirit and be mindful of all that Jesus endured and sacrificed for our sakes. Teach us to have self-control in order that we might learn to sacrifice our wants for the world's needs. We pray for all of our world's children. Keep them safe when they attend school. Help us to protect them and draw them closer to you. We pray for all people who protect us and all of our world. Be with our military personnel, firefighters, police officers, EMTs. Keep them safe, O God. And for all people seen and unseen who help us and our dear loved ones each day, we give you thanks. We pray for all people who are sick. We pray for all people who mourn this day. Hold each of us in your care. We thank you for birthdays, for families coming together, for new little ones, for those who have lived many, many years. Continue to help us all to grow in years and, more importantly, to grow in faith. Draw us ever closer to you. And for all those prayers that haven't been shared aloud but are shared in our hearts together, hear our prayers. And we remember the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Today's gospel reading is from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came in with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a couple in Arkansas who had given their 6-year-old son strict instructions to come home from playing every afternoon no later than 5 p.m. He was allowed to play with his friends, but his parents were quite serious about the curfew. If he was not home by 5, then they began to worry and call all around the neighborhood to find out where he was. The little boy knew this, though, and was careful to arrive on time every day. One March Monday, however, the day after daylight savings time went into effect, the boy was late coming home. When he finally arrived a few minutes before 6, his mother scolded him for being late. "You know you are to be home by 5, she said, "and here it is nearly 6. Puzzled, the little boy pointed out the window. "But the light," he said, "the light, it's the light that tells me when to come home." Realizing what had happened, his mother smiled and gently explained that the day before the time had changed and everyone had to reset their clocks. So now the daylight lasted longer. The boy's eyes narrowed. "Does God know this?" he asked. Time, the daylight, continues. We indeed can only enter the kingdom of God if we have faith like a child. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? For the past few weeks, we have been experiencing again the signs of Jesus. The first half of John's Gospel is considered to be about signs, while the second half is about Jesus' glory. Today, we heard the 7th of the 7 signs, the ultimate sign of Jesus. The signs led Jesus' disciples and now lead us to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And when we see Jesus, we see the sign of God. When we see Jesus, we see God. This is the ultimate sign of the divinity of Jesus. But Jesus didn't do things like we would have preferred him to. Jesus knew that his close friend Lazarus was very ill. So ill that he probably would die. Instead of immediately leaving for Bethany, or healing him on the spot as he had done before, Jesus lingered where he was. There is no way that Jesus didn't know that Lazarus was very ill. We hear Lazarus is ill 5 times in the first 6 verses. I think of the opening of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Marley was dead. He was dead as a doornail. No one doubts that Marley is dead. Likewise, no one doubted that Lazarus was quite ill. Why did Jesus wait? We've all asked that question in one way or another. Why is this happening? Why isn't God intervening? This Lent provides us the opportunity to ask those difficult questions and to acknowledge that we are small and we simply don't understand. We feel like Job calling out to God in injustice. And then God's voice comes back and silences us. Jesus waited 2 whole days. Jesus waited, and Lazarus died. We all have experienced death. While we know, like Martha knew, that the resurrection would one day occur, we still ache for that loss. I wonder if this is why Jesus was so moved when he came upon the crowd that was mourning the death of Lazarus. Women were wailing. People were muttering, if only Jesus had been there. If only Jesus had come sooner, this wouldn't have happened. Jesus himself was greatly disturbed. In the active voice, this verb means to sternly rebuke someone. But here in the passive voice, there is no external object to the pain and the rebuke. It is an inner pain that he experienced. Jesus knew what he was going to do. He knew that that day would end in a foretaste of death's transformation. He also knew that people would experience death again. Death is not death anymore. Just how bread is not bread and water is not water, death is not merely death. There is life in the midst of death. We are invited to remember that we are all Lazarus. We are all stuck in the stench of death. Christ calls out to us to come out of the tomb of darkness and into Christ's presence. We have all received the gift of eternal life that begins now and continues after the moment when Christ calls us home. The call of Lazarus is to come out, to leave the old behind. This is a future that Christ himself calls us to in this age and in the age to come. This seventh of seven signs declaring Jesus' divinity in John's gospel isn't only God's action. Jesus enlisted the help of the community. Jesus gave three instructions to those gathered. Roll away the stone, unbind Lazarus, and set him free. Unbind Jesus, unbind Lazarus, and let him go. Jesus does not let people sit along the sidelines. Jesus could have done everything himself, but he chose to include others and set them on the tasks of ministry. Jesus raising him from the dead really is enough, for Jesus is Lord of life and death. But here, in this sign, Jesus calls us, the community of faith, to do the work of rolling away the stone, of unbinding him, taking the cloths off of his face and his body, and setting him free. Now remember, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. It's one thing to be part of the mourning community, but if folks came too close to death, then they would become unclean. If you've ever watched some of those crime dramas on TV, you've seen the comments or the actions that they make when coming close to a body that's been dead for 4 days. You can notice it in the picture. There is the stench of death. Jesus asked the community to go where the stench was and to become unclean, to unbind Lazarus and set him free. Jesus asked us to complete what he began. It was the people who had the ability to remove those grave clothes and were empowered to do so. This is a partnership between God and people. As we are set free through our faith in Jesus, as we are called forth out of the tomb, Christ asks us to help set others free. I wish I could say that this was just a call to set others free in the spiritual realm. Millions are enslaved around the world, whether through poverty, violence, discrimination, or literal enslavement. I recently heard a stunning statistic that the AIDS epidemic is growing in Washington, D.C. at the same rate as it is in countries like Angola. Lazarus might have been alive when Jesus called him out of the cave. He certainly needed more help. and Jesus expected those gathered to give it. And what of us? Martha, in this narrative of the seventh sign, often gets a bad rap. She is seen as one who doesn't believe, yet she correctly declared who Jesus was, like the Samaritan woman. She said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." She says this while Lazarus is still dead in the tomb. She believed before she saw, for the raising of Lazarus was yet to come, and the resurrection of Jesus was yet to come. These things happened so we can believe without having to see for ourselves. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Will you go unbind others and set them free?" Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you forevermore. Amen.
This has been The Resurrection and the Life. Do You Believe? With Pastor Kim Farrell on April 10th, 2011. Jesus asks us to complete what He has begun. Life gives us opportunities to ask difficult questions and to be able to believe without seeing firsthand.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.